This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new study sheds light on an issue that's become key in Denver and Colorado. Researchers found encampment sweeps, bans, and move-along orders could drive up deaths in those experiencing homelessness by 25% over a decade. They found forcibly relocating people away from essential services has other impacts, leading to a sharp spike in overdose deaths, life-threatening infections, and hospitalizations. Dr. Josh Barocas, a study author and CU Anschutz professor, says the team ran hundreds of simulations and found no cases
in which camping bans, sweeps, involuntary displacement, whatever you want to call it, improves the health outcomes of this population.
The study used data from 23 U.S. cities. It's published in the journal JAMA. An RTD train struck and killed a pedestrian yesterday, according to the Denver Police Department. The crash happened along the A-Line, which connects downtown Denver to Denver International Airport. Trains were suspended for approximately 3 hours and resumed with delays. The identity of the victim has not yet been released. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will not serve jail time for obstructing government operations. The misdemeanor charge relates to a 2022 incident where she allegedly recorded a criminal proceeding on her iPad. Monday's sentence included community service, a fine, and 4 months home detention. That sentence was stayed pending an appeal. Peters is due back in court later this year on charges related to tampering with election equipment. This is CPR News.